This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. Back in the building for another Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. Everybody loves BBW. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I'll show you.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. All right, so we going back to Louisville today with something interesting that Angry Principal found while he was in Louisville, actually, or somewhere in Kentucky. So he found this expression here. It is called Mr. and Mrs. Has an interesting story behind it. The man behind it is actually an ex-basketball player from Louisville. And if you've ever been to Louisville, there's not a lot going on other than bourbon, college sports, and loose women. But so there's no loose women here, so of course we're talking about
Kentucky. I'm a derby team.
I'm gonna disagree with that one. But Louisville happens to be one of my favorite cities.
Oh no, I still love it for those three reasons. So Angry Principal.
Priorities.
Priorities, man. You know, they fucked up. I'm sorry. Priorities is fucked up. Angry Principal, tell us a little bit about how you came across this and you know, a little bit of the backstory.
So I'm riding through Louisville on my trip down south and stopped to get some gas, and they happened to have a liquor store right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I'm just walking through trying to see what they had, and I noticed this label looked a lot like the Birdies one that we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had the same artwork, so I thought it was the same company.
Shout out to St. Liberty.
Right, until I started reading it, and I saw that this was a totally different company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy at the back said, oh, you remember him? He played for Louisville. I said, I'm not from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's an institution for Louisville basketball.
Okay.
Don't remember him, unfortunately, but
a Louisville legend.
A Louisville legend.
Just like the expression goes, right?
Louisville legend. So I picked up the bottle for $55, I believe.
Okay.
On the website, the bottle that we have, he has it listed as $70.
Okay.
But I definitely didn't pay $70.
Okay. So
wasn't paying that. But at any rate,
right.
I picked this up.
Okay.
I have had it for almost a year. Never cracked it. So this is a fresh crack for us.
Okay.
I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know what to expect.
Okay.
But thought it was a cool story because my blackness makes me buy the black.
I know, right?
Black on brand.
Definitely.
For sure.
And so to find out that he didn't quite go as far as he wanted to in basketball, but started his own company, stayed in Louisville because he liked the city. That kind of was a cool story, so I had no problem.
Yeah,
first. What's up?
It's an underdog story.
I'm hoping the underdog story comes true with the taste when we crack it open.
Exactly. All right, so shout out to Russ Smith. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. It is a black-owned spirit, so, of course, I would like to connect the two. Taste of black spirits, of course, and Mr. and Mrs. Perhaps we'll make that connection soon. Let's take a look at the cork, see what it sounds like, and we'll get going from there.
So the company,
it's 110, right?
It's 110
proof.
And then they have five different expressions.
Okay.
On the website, it says this is weeded. On this bottle, it does not say weeded, so I'm not sure what we're dealing with. But
that is the Louisville Legend 110.
110, Mr. and Mrs.
Gotcha.
All right, pause for the cork.
Right. Lightweight cork.
Is it real cork? No, synthetic.
Synthetic, okay.
Synthetic cork, so.
All right, I'm trying. What you think? 110, Louisville. Whoa. What you thinking?
I mean, it's got to have the classic notes.
Mm-hmm.
It says on the company label that they have over 100,000 bottles in their own warehouse, so that means they're making their own juice.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the sourced one or their own juice. I'm not sure. So.
Okay, so not fruity. That's one. Well, I don't know. Maybe a little pears in there. Maybe. A little bit of caramel, of course.
I get like maple. You know what I mean?
Maple?
Yeah, that's what I... Like a maple syrup, almost.
Ooh, wait. I hope that. Yeah, this is good.
This is good.
This is good. Yeah. This is good. I fuck with this. I'm trying to see it. I feel like it reminds me of something.
The char is there.
Mm-hmm.
Your vanilla is there. Your caramel is there. I taste the fruit, but I don't know what it is.
I thought maybe pears.
I could agree with
somewhere,
that.
Somewhere in that area.
I could agree
pears
with that.
Pears or maybe apples. Somewhere in that.
Some kind of stone fruit.
Yeah, I get a hint of fruit. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. Like you said, what it is. Maybe pear.
This is good, though.
Yeah. You know vanilla, for sure. That char.
You know what it reminds me of, though?
Right up top.
Right.
And I know that y'all wasn't the biggest fan as I was, but it kind of reminds me of the Abe Lincoln. A little bit. If y'all can remember that. A little bit. And hey. I think it's the proof in the vanilla, I think.
I remember that Abe Lincoln. I remember. I wasn't a big fan of it, though.
I know. I remember that.
Yeah.
Neither one of y'all was, but I loved it. I like this.
I like this, though.
This is extremely good.
This is good. This is
but
good.
The $55 I spent, I don't feel like I got cheated at all.
Yeah. Now, how would you feel if you paid the $70 price?
Would be okay now that I've tasted it.
Yeah. Okay.
If I was to see another bottle, I would not
hesitate.
I hesitate, but
but you know what it is. It,
but I know what it is, so I wouldn't feel like I was getting cheated.
For sure. Yeah,
this is really, really good.
This is. Mm-hmm. This is good stuff right here, though.
110 proof has got the bite.
It does.
Yeah.
It does disappear, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a long finish.
No, the finish is not
long. I don't think anything is going to be a long finish in comparison to what we had last week. So
I like how that char is like hits you right up front, though.
Definitely some char in there, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I think that might be what's different with the Abe Lincoln. I don't think Abe Lincoln didn't have that char.
If you were a Scotch drinker, this would be a good burger for you.
It'd be very close to Scotch, exactly.
That's crazy.
It leaves you that kind of that oaky taste. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy because I don't really like Scotch, but I like this. So
it's not quite smoky, but the char that wood is there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. That's definitely what's adding to the front and the end.
Yeah.
So it's like
you're eating ribs and you biting into the burnt part. You know what I mean?
That's a hell of an analogy, though.
You know what I mean?
That's it. The burnt ends. Like, I got you. You know what? I fuck with
that's
that.
That's what it is, though, for real.
That's a good
analogy. That shit reminds me, like, okay,
I feel like I wish I'd have poured me a little bit more.
This is not going to make it very far. This is a good sip.
Oh, no, this is dope right here. All right, so we've given you guys a little bit of insight of what we think about this. Real quick, then we're going to take a commercial break. And when we get back, we're actually going to rate it for you guys. So from 1 to 5, we're going to give a rating system. But till then, we'll be right back. You already know what it is, man. Beers, bourbon, whiskey. The podcast, man. My man, Angry Man. Angry Principal Bo in the building, of course. It's your boy Q Lewis, man. We'll be back in just a moment.
Right, exactly.
And we're back. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us through the commercial break. You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Of course, Angry Principal is in the building.
What's up?
My man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. So we're back in here with Mr. and Mrs. Dog. Pleasantly surprised. It's 110 proof, of course. I think this is one that we all can agree is pretty tasteful, right? So I definitely enjoy it. Obviously, vanilla and caramel are some of my favorite notes out of a bourbon or a whiskey. So this is really doing well with me. And at 110, it's not over the top, right? So I know that sometimes you say 110 proof, it makes you feel a little intimidated, but this isn't that bad. Now there is some char in there though. So if you don't want, like we said before the commercial break, you don't want the burn ends, then you know this might not be for you. But I think it's a very good blend of notes. It's not quite a symphony of notes, right? It's not quite a symphony, but
a
I think it's right a festival,
more like a festival of
explosion.
Notes.
But yeah, I really dig it though. I think this is one that's going to get a pretty high ranking for me. We're going to go around the block one time though and see exactly how many Black Power fists that the Mr. and Mrs. is going to get. And obviously, it being a Black-owned spirit is going to probably contribute to that a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah.
But, yes. Bo, what you say, man? What you want to give it? I'm going to rank from 1 to 5, dog. What you give it?
I'm going to give this a solid 4, man. the proof is pretty right on point with me, you know, for this. I like the char right up front, you know, and then it kind of hits me with that vanilla and then that caramel. You know, I think that caramel kind of finishes it off a little bit. I wish it was a little bit longer, you know, yeah, solid four, man. I didn't know what to expect, you know, and none of us did, right? You know, it was like, damn, okay. So I definitely would buy this again and put it in the rotation for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and then my man, you know, and his story and whatnot. That's dope too, right? You know, so definitely you want
definitely
to support.
Adds to it. Yeah, this is the underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Angry Principal, what about you? What you say?
Man, I agree 100%. That's the first thing I thought. This is a four. This is absolute four. It's not quite five, but I rank it up there.
Right.
I would drink this with my Rare Breed. I put it up there with that. Okay. Rare Breed is probably my favorite high proofer.
Yeah.
The everyday sipper kind of thing.
I'm going to say even more than Elijah Craig, though.
Well, that Elijah Craig is not an everyday sipper.
Not every day. Yeah, you're right.
You got to break that out when you ready. Yeah. When the hair's on your chest ready to deal with that.
Like 120 something?
That's 125 to 135, ooh, depending on which bat you get.
Sweet Jesus.
But,
hey, let's go.
Right, that's all that.
But at Rare Breed being 116, this being 110, I would put it right there with that Rare Breed.
For sure.
Gotcha.
Where I'm getting that 4 to 4.5. But I'm definitely going 4 for this.
Okay.
Excellent sipper. Not a long finish, but it still dances on your tongue a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
The flavors are there. You get your classic notes with your vanilla, your caramel. But then that fruit that you can't quite make out, because at one minute I want to say apricots, but the next minute you say pears. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I taste the pears, but I'm not sure. It's dancing between two others. So
I got you.
Maybe if we added some water, we might be able to figure it out.
Because it might take some to try out.
But this is one that I would be willing to explore.
Gotcha.
To figure out what else is going on with it. So, Mr. and Mrs., good job. This is excellent.
And you know what? You know what? I really agree with what you said? Apricots, right?
Yeah.
Apricots are underrated fruit, I'm telling you. So good. I mean, oh, man. You know, and sidebar. But, you
right,
know,
sidebar.
Yeah, apricots.
And I think
sidebar, if you got little kids, give them some dried apricots. Clean their asses right out.
Word.
Clean them out.
I didn't even know that.
You know,
hey, that's for all you parents out there.
For sure.
You got a little one that's stopped up, give them some dried apricots.
Get you together.
Clean their asses right out.
Hey, look, you know, for the adults that might need it, does that work for us too?
Don't know.
Right. Try it at your own risk and shit, right? All right, so I think I'm in agreement with the rest of the fellas. I'm going to definitely give it a four. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's different about this one. A lot of times I drink things, and I know, this is probably weird, but I know what time of year I drink this. You know, like some of the more fruitier stuff, you know, you feel like it's some summery type shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those ones that I don't think the season matters. Like, I could sip this on the back porch in the sun, or I could sip this next to the fireplace. Like, I can do either one of those, and I think that's the versatility.
That's that adult shit right there.
That's an adult
next to the fireplace. Sitting there in your thoughts.
Hey, thanks to Angry Principal. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know what sitting next to the fireplace was like, but you know, I ain't never had a fireplace.
You got a blanket right here, you know, or a book.
You might be crocheting. Might be fucking crocheting.
I see that shit is lucrative, you know? Man.
Might have to get into that shit.
That's a shout out to my daughter, so good job, little lady.
That's what's up.
Out to the crochet queen. I'm definitely going to give it a 4.2 again because of the, that's only because of the taste. I mean, if you add in the story and everything, I legit could give it a 5.
No, but I'm not even dealing with the story.
Right.
I'm not dealing with this as a black guy.
Just off rip taste.
This is off the chain. I'm enjoying this.
And it's fairly new because, dude was playing at Louisville in 2010. So this obviously didn't happen until after that. So this is relatively young. And for it to be this young, the taste quality is, it's beyond what I thought.
So I don't know if he's sourcing anything, but I know with 100,000 barrels, he's starting to make his own juice. So I'm hoping that that's what this is. Because if it is, he's doing a great job.
Doing a great job. So shout out to Russ Smith. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Dog. Definitely a dope expression here. At 110, it's definitely not overpowering. And I think that, again, when we first started doing this podcast, I was, you know, of lighter palate. So things over 100, it frightened me. But now I look forward to that, thanks to these guys. I look forward to things over 100. But the bite isn't too bad. And the finish probably could be longer For me, I'm fine with that, but I know that you guys probably like the longer finish.
I'm good with the way it is. I hope they don't touch the recipe. Right. Either way it is.
Now that's something to be said. That's definitely something to be said. So, yeah, a strong 4 across the board for Mr. and Mrs. Dog. Great job, guys. Keep it going. And if you don't have this in your area, look up the website and see if they can deliver it for you. Because definitely something you need to have on the shelf.
It's not sold in Michigan. I've been searching the website. It's not sold in Michigan. Okay. I just happened to catch it when I was riding down through Louisville.
Yeah. I got to go holler at Buddy then.
Right, see if he can get it shipped to you. Yeah. Sure. All right, so that's it, guys. It's been another episode of Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast, man. Again, shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Be sure to check out the website, Everybody Loves BBW, for all of your merch, hats, t-shirts, glasses, all kind of stuff. And, of course, to keep up with the podcast, which is every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right there on Everybody Loves BBW. To the next time. You already know what it is, man. Beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
Drink what you like, how you like.
My man Bo holding it down.
Hey, real quick, shout out to Matt Cigar Bar over in Jeffersonville. Ashe.
For sure. Shout out to Matt. Every time we go to Louisville, I put shifts in at that fucking cigar bar. Shout out to y'all, dog. Yeah. Of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis. Hold it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, dog.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.